Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, guys. This is Brandy from Wapello, Iowa. I'm just calling. I don't really have a lot today, but you guys on a show a few days ago, we're talking about, can people that get in bad car wrecks when they pass away come back looking like they did before the car wreck or after the car wreck or whatnot? And I think I might have an answer for that. I'll give a little backstory and then I'll go into the ghost part of it. My mom's cousin had passed away in a car wreck. He actually got decapitated. His mom never found out what happened. It was a closed casket. She didn't want to know. The dad didn't want to tell her. So they just kept it as it was bad. She didn't need to see it. So into the story, I guess she was haunted by him in their house. She had him show up a few different times, and when she'd see him, she said he was wearing what he was wearing the day of the car wreck, but he looked normal, no issues or anything, no marks on him. She said he looked good, and she would see him around her house every so often. But at first I wasn't sure if she was just thinking about him or if it really happened. And my mom used to go to her house and help her out by doing dishes and household chores for her, just basically to keep her company. And she was in there washing dishes one day and she felt a tap on her shoulder, and she's like, "Yes, Aunt Donnie?" And my aunt, be my great aunt, she's like, "What, dear?" And my mom's like, "You just tapped me. What did you need?" She's like, "I didn't tap you, dear." And mom's like, "Oh, okay." Went about doing the dishes. And then she felt it again. And she turned around that time. And she's like, as she was getting ready to say, "Yes, Aunt Donnie," she seen her cousin Butchie. He was standing right behind her. And then he was gone. He vanished. And mom's like, "Aunt Donnie?" And she's like, "What's wrong, dear?" And mom's like, "I just seen Butchie." And Aunt Donna Jean said, "Yes, he's here. He's probably the one that's been tapping on your shoulder. He just wants you to see him." And mom said also, from what she got to see of him, she said it was just a quick little glimpse of him, but it was him, and he looked normal, like everything was fine and that he was really there. So that's all I have on that story. I do have another quick one if I have time to get it in here. It would be with my grandmother and my Aunt Donna Jean, the one that lost her son in a car wreck. They were kids coming home from school. They lived in Columbus Junction, Iowa, and they were coming home from school and they seen who they called the crazy lady next door in her rocking chair on her roof. And grandma went inside and asked her mom, "Why is crazy old Miss Johnson," I don't think that's her last name, but "crazy Miss Johnson up on her roof in the rocking chair?" And my grandma got her mouth smacked. And she's like, "Why, mom, why did you smack me?" She's like, "You don't talk ill of the dead that way. She passed away and you don't talk like that." And grandma's like, "No, she is outside in the rocking chair on the top of her house." And my Aunt Donna Jean said, "Yes, mom, she was. I seen her too." And They went back outside, and sure enough, she wasn't up there. But Grandma did say she looked as real as could be. She was in normal clothes, a normal dress that she would have worn on any other day. So I don't know. I don't know what they come back dressed like, but or looking like. But those were two stories that I had been told, and I'm going to guess they look like everyday normal people. Thanks. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.